Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero and Amy in the Playhouse. And this morning, Vince Dave Vince, while we wait for your next cash code. So anything you want to gripe about today, Amy K?
I want to vent about all the subscription boxes out there.
You mean the ones that you love and in fact subscribe to?
Yes, because while they're very good for lazy people because you get things shipped to your house and it gets you excited at the beginning of every month. However, I think I have a problem. I may have an addiction because I keep signing up for some. So I have BoxyCharm. Once a month I get beauty products, makeup. Every 4 months, I get the seasonal boxes from FabFitFun, which is also skincare, but it's like lifestyle things. Like you can get planners. I once a month have one for me undies. So I get matching underwear for me and Steven. We get underwear sent to our house. I have now signed up for another one. I signed up for Stitch Fix, and it's where once a month, they send you like 5 pieces of clothing or shoes and things. And if you like them, you keep them and you buy them. If you don't like it, you send it back. So it's like a personal shopper kind of. Well, I got my first Stitch Fix box. I know I can't say it.
I'm there with you.
And I, of course, wanted everything in the box.
So this seems a little bit like a self-created problem, if I'm being honest, because you're subscribing to these things.
I know. At least the only ones I have backed out of are all the food service ones. I used to do like HelloFresh, those types of things. I don't cook a lot.
People are also, by the way, suggesting additional boxes for you to subscribe to.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I would probably too.
There's a period box?
I don't know. So it's a monthly box?
Is it like snacks and stuff? What's in there?
I'm sure it's products you need for that time.
Oh, here I just assumed it was going to be a bunch of candy and stuff. No, that would make logical sense, I suppose.
Yeah. I would honestly sign up for it. I didn't know that was a real thing, but I see them on Facebook, the advertising, and of course, I sign up for them.
Yeah, I don't have any of those boxes, but I think they would stress me out a little bit.
The only thing I really enjoy is, and I'm surprised I haven't got it because we're 10 days into the new month. Where's my BoxyCharm box? I haven't got the notification that my box is shipped. I love to track it.
We really didn't have time to also go over the fact that you get matching underwear on the regular for you and your boyfriend, but that almost seems like one we could circle back to and we could just talk exclusively about that fact.
The MeUndies subscription, it's called Match Me, and you and your partner can get matching underwear.
Yeah, once a month. Cool. That's what you need. More
They're
matching
comfy.
Underwear. Like just matching designs or...
Yeah, matching designs. You each can have different styles.
So has he gotten used to the thong underwear then?
No, he doesn't wear those. But yeah, we get matching designs. And sometimes in the morning, I'll say, ooh, which ones are you wearing? Okay, I'll put those ones on.
Oh, God.
And we match for the day.
Well, Vince Day
Someone
Vince.
Said, though, they do have snacks, fun gifts, and self-care stuff.
Okay, so it has all the obvious stuff and
yeah.
snacks. Gotcha. You're Vince Day Fan. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. I've been working as a teacher virtually, and this week it's a teacher appreciation week, you know, and everybody's getting all kinds of wonderful things that are in the building, and those people that are at home didn't get crap. Didn't even get a thank you. So that was pretty bummer.
The people that see kids in person are getting like that the apple on the desk or whatever, and you're
getting
nothing.
No, they're getting like the ice cream social and like gift cards and all kinds of stuff.
They're getting good stuff.
And the people at home aren't getting anything.
Oh, man. I'll be honest with you. I guess I knew that it was the nurses' week or whatever. That one I definitely caught. I didn't know that the teacher one happened. I'm sorry.
It
Happy
was the
Teachers
same week.
Appreciation
yeah, I
Week.
Think.
They put the teachers and the nurses together in appreciation weeks?
I think so.
Well, that
Let's
seems
separate
kind of cruddy.
That.
Why can't you each have your own week? We don't
I agree.
Have enough?
That is true. We should separate those.
Seems like we have enough weeks to go around that we could have spread the wealth a little bit.
You start it. Start a petition.
Yeah, we got to move
those. For the teachers.
Yeah, well, are you seeing some text at Vince Day fans?
Someone, people now are wondering about the subscription boxes. You don't want me going there. Someone said robocalls. I have been getting them like crazy recently. I try to block people I block the numbers and they're calling me from different numbers. It's getting extremely frustrating. Every time I look at my phone, I have a missed call. Someone said they want to complain about the Target parking lot. It looks like they're redoing it. There's cones everywhere. It's a disaster to get through. It's already a super busy parking lot, but now with this going on, it's frustrating.
And your vents, Dave Vent, what you got?
That's easy. I cannot stand people who, I mean, we all can't help. Sometimes we have body odor. But if your body odor is extreme, and I'm sure, like, you can smell yourself, and you are at the gym, and some of these machines are close to each other, and you know you smell like, you know what, the other person is already, like, you know, agitating their body, and they can't breathe, and on top of that, they have to breathe in your smell. Like, have a little consideration.
So your vent is smelly, people.
People that smell.
More or less. Okay, valid. Not a fan, I guess.
There's really not, I feel like, nothing you could do right now.
Yeah. Vents Day Vents, 237 hits, text 35270 also.
Turn digits into dollars.
All I want is money, money.
Time for another cash code on Y94.
I need some cash.
Oh my God!
Y94's cash code.
Let's go with a cash code of Christmas, as in the holiday, as in you could start saving up for Christmas as many months away as it is.
Or it'd feel like a Christmas gift getting the money.
That's true. Your cash code is Christmas.
There's your cash code. Get texting.
Simple binary code transmitted by carrier wave signal.
Text the code to 35270. Each cash code you text is another shot at thousands of dollars from Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, so got to make a cash call this hour. Mailbag on the way in the middle of Vents Day Vents. What you want to gripe about this morning?
Hey, guys, I got a vent about this really quick. Look, I was on a date with this really cute girl. I was into it. We were in the middle of dinner. We were having this great conversation, and she decides she needs to get up, and she literally says, I got to pee. Really? Why did you do that? She ruined the entire date. It was terrible. I cannot look at her again. I can't go out with her.
Was it just the honesty? Would you prefer, like, I must go to the powder room? Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds like, I must go to the powder room.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one would say it like that. I don't know. Someone said adulting is hard. Like, so hard. There's so many things you need to be worried about. I agree with that one. Someone said, my vent is that I live in an apartment and someone broke a glass bottle in the parking lot and it's everywhere. I'm probably going to clean it up because it's been there for a couple of weeks now. But if you break a glass bottle, you should be the one cleaning it up. Yeah, I agree with that. Someone's going to get hurt. Wait, and it's in the parking lot. What if you drive over it?
Yeah, you break it, you clean it. That's the rule of the land, did it not?
Yes.
Vents Day Vent.
My mom, she's such a control freak. It's starting to affect my husband and my relationship. She just, she gets all up in my business. And I'm just at the point where I just want to cut her off. I'm just not even taking her calls anymore. I feel like a bad child, but I just can't take this, like, nitpicking all the time.
I mean, I hope you at least talked to her yesterday.
Yeah. Send her a quick text.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. I did it a day after because you're such a control freak. Happy Mother's Day, though. Love you. Any other Vents Day Vents you want to pop in there? 237, it's text 35270. Billie Eilish, Y94.
I'm not your friend.
And grabbing a couple of more Vents Day Vents in the Playhouse, Y94. The idea is this. You wake up on a Monday. You're probably not like 100% excited to get back to reality, go to work, what have you. So you just complain about a pet peeve or something driving you a little bit crazy these days. At 237, it's text 35270. And we're seeing some vents, that's for sure.
Someone said, my Vents Day Vent, commuting for work over an hour each way. And I think, yeah, probably the drive home would be the worst.
You're
just kidding. Ready to be home and then you got that drive. Someone said, I want a vent about road construction. I have two detours I have to take to work and one to home. And now this morning, a sign about construction starting by West Fargo High School on the 24th, which is the kids' last week of school. Dude, wait 1 week, please. Yeah, they kind of maybe should have thought about that one.
Maybe not the best timing.
Just wait
in
for
the
them
world.
To get out of class, out of school.
Okay, nice vents, Dave Vant.
I love my parents. I do. Oh, yeah, it's a great vent. I know, but hear me out. I have two kids, ages 10 and 7.
And every time they see the grandparents, it's like Christmas morning. And it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or not. They get birthday presents, Christmas presents, Friday presents, Tuesday presents, because I love you presents. I mean, it's like they're running a toy store out of their garage. And my house is starting to look like an episode of Hoarders. I mean, I can't move. I can't get from the couch to the TV to the kitchen. It's ridiculous, and it just drives me nuts. Somebody's got to stop them.
So maybe you could just have that conversation, I guess. Hey, we don't need presents every time we see you.
Yeah, we just have too much stuff in here now. But then couldn't you slowly maybe throw things away? Would the kids notice?
I mean, if it's as excessive as he describes it to be, you'd think they wouldn't even notice the stuff started to...
Yeah, they have so many toys.
Purge out of there a little bit. Playhouse.
My boyfriend, okay, this is going to sound petty, but he always falls asleep when we're watching anything. Like, if we're watching a movie or a television show, and then we can't ever talk about it, I kind of almost feel like I don't even understand his opinions or anything, because I don't actually believe that he's finished any show. It's like, who falls asleep during Game of Thrones? Who falls asleep while watching V for Vendetta? Like, last night, we were watching that comedy Masterminds, and it was about 20 minutes into the film when they're performing a bank heist, and he just passed out. I mean, I just can't even.
My suggestion would be let him pick a movie and see if he... Is he picking any of these, or are they all your movies? If you let him pick one, maybe he'd stay up.
Yeah, maybe it's because he doesn't like the movie, or maybe he's just really tired. That's an issue I have. If I start watching something too late, I start dozing off. And then I...
Out.
Oh, no. Yeah, I wasn't sleeping. I try to play it off.
We also get up oddly early, though.
That's
so
true.
I think you got a free pass a little bit.
But maybe he wakes up early.
Then there you go. In which case, maybe you got to just be more understanding of the poor guy.
Start the movies earlier.
Any final vents, Dave? Vents.
Yeah, someone said, I let my girlfriend use my phone charger last night. She put it back on the nightstand. So I plugged my phone in thinking it was plugged back into the wall. However, it wasn't. So I woke up, my phone was dead, I was late for work, and now I have to have a meeting with my boss because this has happened multiple times now.
Yeah, that's what you need to start your Monday.
I know. Rough week. Hopefully it gets better.
A mailbag situation in a couple of minutes on the show. Somebody in the Playhouse family definitely did not have a great Mother's Day. So that after Jason Mraz. Also, if you've been texting those cash codes, keep an eye on your phone because we're going to call and deliver some of that money here. I would say within the next 10 minutes or so. Another cash code at 810, by the way. Well, are you